teacher Louis Dudek. He died last Thursday. He was 83 years old. Louis Dudek wrote dozens of books of poetry. In 1952, he founded Contact Press with his fellow poets Irving Layton and Raymond Souster. They went on to publish most of the leading Canadian poets of the 1950s and 1960s. Bruce Whiteman was a friend and colleague of Louis Dudek. He's the head librarian at the University of California's William Andrews Clark Memorial Library. And Bruce Whiteman is on the phone from Los Angeles. Mr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe the Louis Dudek that you knew?
The Louis Dudek I knew, I think, best was the one who most took pleasure in talking about ideas and talking about poetry with other poets, with students, with friends. And I think of him when I think of him as a kind of visual memory, sitting in a restaurant in Montreal, often Ben's, or a Chinese restaurant, talking about any number of things in the history of ideas, in the history of poetry, and just having fun arguing.
Mm. It really was his passion, wasn't it?
It very much was, and although I never was in a classroom with him, I was not a student of his, I imagine that he was a terrific teacher just because of the pleasure he took in the give and take of ideas.
How did you come to know him?
Well, I met him first at a poetry reading in Toronto in the mid-1980s, but I really came to know him when I moved to Montreal in 1988 and was working at the McGill University Library. And although he had retired, I think in 1981 or 1982 from active teaching at McGill, he was still around a lot, and through mutual friends I came to know him and we became good friends.
Can you talk about what the Montreal poetry scene was like before Louis Dudek entered it?
That's an interesting question. Well, the Montreal poetry scene has kind of been important in sort of 20 or 25 year intervals, I suppose you would say. In fact, Louis once wrote an epigram to that effect, that every 25 years or so, Montreal has to show Canada what poetry really means.
That sounds like Louis Dudek.
That's right. And in the 20s, it was a very active scene, again focused around McGill with poets like F.R. Scott and A.M. Klein, H.A.M. Smith and others, Leon Adele. But by the time Louis came along at the end of the 30s and the beginning of the 40s, that kind of aspect of Montreal's poetry history was past. But a new outbreak was about to occur, and he was very much a part of that.
So who are some of the poets that he helped to shape?
Well, I think a lot of the shaping he did was either in the classroom or through his magazines and his presses. So if you think of Contact Press, which you mentioned at the beginning of your introduction, he's helping to get into print in the 1950s, poets like Doug Jones, for example, a very important poet whose first book was a Contact Press book. And also from that period, another Montreal poet, Daryl Hine, whose career has taken place largely in the United States, but he was one of Louis' protégés as well. And then in the 60s and 70s, I guess he's most closely associated with a group of young poets who called themselves the Vehicle Poets, who congregated around an art gallery of that name on St. Catherine Street. And that would be poets like Ken Norris, Peter Van Torn, Andre Farkas, there were a number of them, who for many, many years, even though the group itself broke up, kept the group idea alive and certainly kept in touch with Louis Dudek, who continued to be a mentor for them.
Bruce, you've selected a little piece to read for us. What are you going to deliver?
Well, one of the two major American modernist poets whose works really influenced Louis Dudek and his contemporaries was William Carlos Williams, who died in the 60s. And in a book that came out in the late 1980s, Dudek included a short elegy for him, which is called For William Carlos Williams. Oh, hell, did you have to do it now, Bill, when we were just getting the whiplash of your new measure, crack of words in the sun over the woman eating plums, over the burning greens? When we were getting the hang of it to your glory and bringing the baskets home, stuff you planted in your earlier and later collected poems, praising the world and talking to a cabman about pound and economics, so many beginnings. Those forceps, stethoscopes, the weight of their hearts, and medical books you could never keep up with, thrown away, finished, Isn't it death, stupid, that all a man is, those immediate moments you try to cling to, should be thought ephemeral? Death is a liar, Bill Williams. Don't think for a minute that we believe him. It's all the same. It's, as you said, every minute of it, here, now, real, and forever. I chose that, for the obvious reason that it is an elegy, and mm-hmm. I think the last few lines have as much to say about Louis Dudek as they do about William Carlos Williams.
I think, given that we're asking you to read poetry over the phone from Los Angeles, that was a lovely reading too, Bruce. And I was very fortunate. The only time I met Louis Dudek was in Toronto, and we were doing a long series about poetry, and I had him in the studio for about 50 minutes. And it was so interesting how he would switch from when he was talking about poetry, he talked very much with his brain, and then when he actually read his poetry, it pierced your heart like an arrow from San Sebastian. It was just really wonderful, and the way he would exclaim it, and he felt very strongly about that poetry had to be delivered vocally, orally as well.
He did, and I think that conviction came from, a lifelong conviction, which he always was ready to defend, that poetry really mattered, mm-hmm. and that it really had something to say and really had something to contribute to the civilized life. And that very strong conviction, and you're absolutely right, came through in his readings. If he hadn't already told you that, you would know after you heard him read a poem.
I want to play you a clip of Louis Dudek, and this is from a 1973 conversation he had with Peter Zosky on This Country in the Morning. And Louis is talking about the wonder of existence and the creative process.
I think there is an inward process. Where our consciousness doesn't create our life or doesn't determine what we mostly do. The important things are from within. And I don't think we look in that direction enough to know that there is a mystery and a wonder about the way the world creatively has come into being, and we ourselves are constantly opening up like huge flowers or growing things that evolve. It's from within, which has an order and a wisdom and a beauty that we cannot conceive even. Else how could we be what we are already? How could this mind of ours have come into being? The notion that it just came in by accident, by a series of accidents, is absolutely silly. Impossible to believe that it had no meaning, just, a combination of atoms came about, gradually produced this brain of billions of cells together working beautifully to make me talk the way I'm talking now. I have a great sense of the wonder of living things and of the creative universe, and poetry is only one small branch out of that whole thing, which is not done through the consciousness. It's done through the preconscious, wherever it comes from the darkness within.
Louis Dudek in 1973. Isn't that nice, Bruce?
That's a wonderful excerpt and so characteristic of the kind of off-the-cuff, creative, interesting, probing talk that was just so typical of him.
Exactly. What do you think was his greatest gift to us?
Well, I think there's no doubt that it's the poetry. I mean, he had so much effect and influence on people, students especially, other poets and so on. But what really will last, I think, is his work. And amongst a very large number of books, there are some absolutely terrific poems, which I think will be read as long as people care about poetry.
Bruce, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bruce Whiteman is the head of the William Andrews Clark Memorial Library at the University of California in Los Angeles. He's also a poet and a friend and former colleague of the late Louis Dudek.